This is Morning Edition. I'm Leonida Inge. In 1969, Linda Martell was the first Black woman to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. It would be decades before there was a second Black female solo artist to perform at the Opry. Her name is Reese Palmer, who lives in Durham, North Carolina.
So if that doesn't tell you everything that you need to know about the business, then I don't know what to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Grammy-nominated artist Reese Palmer.
Reese Palmer's path to stardom is featured on PBS Friday night on American Masters in the Making. For our series, North Carolina Voices, I spoke with the film's director, Dilsey Davis, and country music artist, Reese Palmer, about those first steps on the Opry stage.
Please make welcome Reese Palmer, everybody.
From that opportunity, I got to play the Grand Ole Opry, which was huge, and my family got to be there with me, which made it even more special.
I'm so excited to be here tonight. I stood at the back of this theater almost 5 years ago, and I said, one day I'm gonna play the Opry, and I'm here tonight. So, thank you. Here we go. Ladies, if you understand, let me hear all kinds.
We had a ball. Like, it was the blackest it's ever been in the back.
The blackest
the
Opry that
night.
Ever been.
It was crazy, yeah.
Wow, and from there, I'm sure you felt the sky was the limit. I mean, where else was there to go, you know, in the country music world? And that's the genre that you chose, you know, with your storytelling and your music.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, blame it on being 20 and the naivete. I was just like, well, clearly I'll be Carrie Underwood next year. So this is fine. Yeah, you just, I don't know, you just assume that because things are going so well that they'll just continue to go that way.
But it didn't go that way.
No, it did not.
It did not go that way. And when I see you, like, still here, you know, that's like the name of the documentary. I'm like, wow, what strength. I mean, you had to almost reinvent yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? It was a blessing because I was so reliant on other people to do things for me that being on my own and having to start from scratch really was a character builder. And all those places where, you know, I felt insecure or scared or couldn't speak up for myself, I suddenly had to be my own advocate.
Now, we also have with us, you know, this award-winning filmmaker. And, you know, we all of our children went through Walltown Children's Theater.
Yes.
And I think we didn't even know who each other was, but we do now. So then, Dilsey Davis, you hear this about Reese. I mean, what made you take on this project?
Yeah, so there was an opportunity with this American Masters in the Making project. And so I read it and Reese came to mind. And so I happened to reach out to her and said, hey, do you have time for a call? And so we did a Zoom call. She was actually in Mexico celebrating her birthday. And so we wound up talking on Zoom for an hour and she just shared a lot of information that I didn't know. Like, I mean, Reese and I have been friends, as you know, through Walltown, but just understanding the highs and the lows, and then also, you know, her desire to lift up other people. And so then I started looking a little deeper into country music and the stats around country music, and realizing that, like, for women play on the radio, like, it had declined. It used to be like 2-1 men to women, and then it had gone to 10-1.
Yeah, 10-1.
And then looking at Black women, it was like 0.3% of Black women get radio play. And I was like, for me, it was about shifting and changing the narrative around Black people and country music, because I think it's really important for people to understand that Black folks, as we talk about in the documentary, have been a part of country music and have helped shape country music from the very beginning.
I can't imagine having cameras following me around all the time, you know, trying to tell my story, especially the parts maybe I wanted to keep private. I mean, but now the world will know when this this documentary hits PBS American Masters. So tell me about the experience of even telling your story.
Well, I'm going to say this. I laugh because that's one of the things I tell Dilsey all the time. I was like, I don't ever want cameras following me again. No, one of the things that I loved about working with Dilsey is that she is also a mother and she is also a wife and, you know, a human being, a decent, wonderful human being. So it was never tabloid like it never felt nefarious whenever the cameras were there, like they were trying to catch something or trying to, you know, what did she say? Go over there. It was never like that. Like, it was always very careful, you know, stop. Are you good? Like, are you okay today? I'm very grateful and thankful for the care and the respectful way that she depicted my personal life and like my children and stuff like that. Like, I love my girls, and everybody knows about my girls. I don't try to hide them, but they're also not public people. And so it was very important.
I think they get that from their father.
Yes, Brian is the same way. And so, like, you know, they're not celebrities. They're not trying to be, you know, in the public eye. So I'm very protective of that part of my life.
So I know you're an older, accomplished woman now. And
yes.
But were there any doubts? Like, I know you were singing and dancing and performing probably as a very tiny girl. What do you tell some young women, especially women of color?
Well, first of all, when I go to Walltown, I see so much of myself there, like just the little dancing, cute, smiley faces and like the excitement about the arts and being a part of all that. And so, you know, I feel like the future of the arts is in very capable hands. But whenever I talk to new artists, there's two things that I always say to them. And one of them is always have faith in yourself and like believe in it no matter what, because, you know, I'm 41 years old and most people don't get a first act, and somehow I'm getting a second act. And that's pretty amazing. And I think it's not because I'm the most talented. It's not because I'm the most beautiful. It's not because I'm the most funny or any of those things. It's because I show up every day and focus on this thing, this purpose, this task that I feel like I've been given, and the universe has no choice but to give it back.
That was country music artist Reese Palmer and film director Dilsey Davis. Hear Reese Palmer Still Here tomorrow night on American Masters on PBS. I'm Leonita Inge.